Today's shiur, Simen Kuf Chaf, and Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, Simen Kuf Chaf. Shira Uilomar Ritzei Bechol Tefillah, it's proper to say Ritzei with every Shmoneh Esrei. Seif Aleph, Oymim Ritzei Bechol HaTefillah. We say the Tefillah of Ritzei, the Bracha of Ritzei, with every Shmoneh Esrei. Udaloka Osam Shana Agim Shlola Amro B'mincha. Not like the people who omit the first half of the Bracha of Ritzei at Mincha. Mishtabur Sifkan Alf B'mincha. Tahainu Shehem Aschilin Mi V'isha Yisrael. They don't start with the words Ritzei, they start with the words V'isha Yisrael. V'ayim B'fim Agadim Shekasev, look at B'fim Agadim who writes, T'fim Ashenogu Achsha B'chom Akam Lomar Ritzei. The current practice is to say Ritzei everywhere. Anyone who would skip the words of Ritzei Na is altering the language of the bracha that the Chacham instituted. And it's no different than the halacha we said before in Simen Kuf Yutesef Gimel. If someone made a mistake in the language of a bracha, he has to go back. In my humble opinion, it requires more analysis if this is called making a mistake, if a person did it. Even at Shachris. Look back at the end of Simen Samach Dalad, where the Magen Avraham quotes the Kesef Mishnah. Ube Simen Utes, Ube Simen Kuf Yudal, Magen Avraham Sifkan Tes, Ube Simen Kuf Pezayin. In these places, in Simen Utes, Simen Kuf Yudalad, Simen Kuf Pezayin, in all these places, the Magen Avraham says, the Mashana Mepesh Tova Chachamim is only if he begins or ends the bracha differently than the Chachamim instituted. But if he changes the nusach in the middle of the bracha and doesn't say it exactly the way the Anshe Knesset Gedola wrote it, that would not be considered Mashana Mepesh Tova Chachamim. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Kasev HaTor, the Tor writes, Amasha Anu Oimim, that which we say, V'ishe Yisrael Sfiyah Sam V'chulu, the fire offerings of Yisrael and their tefillas. Today we do not have any Isha Yisrael. We don't have any Avoida. We don't bring Kabbonis and Beis HaMikdash. Mispalim al ha-tefillah shebemekom ha-korban. We're davening for our tefillos, which are in place of Kabbonos, shetiskabel b'ratzon l'fnei Hashem Yisbarach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our tefillos. U'emedrash yesh, the medrash writes, Michael Sar Hagadol Makiv Nishmason Shal Sadikim Al Mizbeach Shal Milo, that Michael, the great Malach, brings Kabbonis of the Neshamis of Sadikim on the Mizbeach in Shemayim. What's the law mean to say? Shemagish Osam the Ratzon of Nehashem Reach Nichach. The Neshamis of the Sadikim are brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Reach Nichach. It is pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Valzet Tiknu V'Isha Yisrael. That's why the Chacham instituted the language V'Isha Yisrael. What's the law mean to say Anshe Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, the tzaddikim of Yisrael? V'yesh mefarshim, some explain, amesh lemalim imenu, based on what we said before. V'hachi perushon, this is what it means. V'hashev ha'avodah v'yishe Yisrael, to please bring back the avodah and the fire offerings of Yisrael. V'achach, and then there's a separate sentence, u'svilasam ba'avot kabal baratzon, and please accept the tefillos of Klal Yisrael with love. The Ayin B'Tash HaKosev, if you look in the Tash, he writes, that Perish Emsa'i Hu HaMuvchor Mikulam, that the middle explanation is the best, Avalagro Kosev She'ika K'Perish Achron. But the Vilnagon says, the main explanation is the last explanation, where you separate Hashem V'Savodah V'Isha Yisrael from U'Sfiyasam B'Avos Kabel Barotzon. Two separate statements. Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph Dine Moidim. The halachas of Moidim, Sif Aleph, Shoichin B'Moidim Techila V'Soif. Person is supposed to bow when he gets to the bracha of Moidim, Shmoneh Esrei, at the beginning and end of the bracha. Mishtabur Sifkan Aleph Shoichin, Im Nizdamen Loiroik. If it happens that saliva collects in his mouth and he needs to spit, Lo Yishche Ad Sheyetzi Herok Mipiv. He should spit before he bows. The notes on the side explain that if he were to bow and then spit, it would chas v'shalom look like he is spitting on the words of the tefillah that he's saying. So it's better first he should spit and then he should bow. V'ayin le'el simen sadizayin sif beis. Look back in simen sadizayin sif beis. where the Shulchan Aruch talks about what a person is supposed to do if he needs to spit during Shemoneh Esrei.
Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Beis B'moidim Isa B'Gemara. The Gemara says, this is a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, Im Lo Kara B'moidim. If he doesn't bow by Moidim, Na'aseh Shidro Nochosh La'achar Sheva Shonim. His spine becomes a snake after 7 years. That means, after a person dies and he's buried, 7 years later, his spine will become a snake. Tosfos in Bava Kama explains, what's the oinish that his spine becomes a snake? Because the Gemara says, in Brachos Daf Yud Beis, that when a person bows, he's supposed to bow and then straighten up like a snake. Mida kenegan mida, that he didn't bow properly, his spine becomes a nochesh. That's his oinish, that is genai hulo b'meshanasa nochesh. It's a genai, it's not nice, that it turns into a snake.
In Simen Kuf Yud Gimel, Sivov, it says, kishukoreya yichra b'mehiru sepam achas. When he bows quickly at one time. Because he's zokeif, zokeif benachas. When he straightens up slowly. Roshotchila va'achakach gufo. First his head, and then the rest of the body. Shlotehelov kamasu. It should not appear to be a burden. This idea of straightening up slowly with the head first and then the body is what the Gemara means when it says that a person should straighten up like a snake. First the head comes up, and then the rest of the body. So the person who is not careful with bowing properly, and does not make himself into a snake in his lifetime, when he bowed for Moedim, or the first Baruch Shemoneh Esrei, so his oinish is that after he's died and he's buried, his spine will eventually turn into a snake. If katan gimel tchila, hayne b'tchilas moedim, he should bow at the beginning of moedim. Ukisha oimer Hashem yiskoif, and when he says Hashem's name, he straightens up. Sifkan dalad v'soif, and the end of the bracha bevirchas hatov shimcha. At the end, the bracha hatov shimcha is when he should bow again. The hainu. He bows when he says the words Baruch Atah. When he says Hashem's name, he straightens up. Similar to what we learned before in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Siv Zayin, in regard to the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Seif Beis Ha'omer Moedim Moedim Mishatikim Oso. If someone were to say modim, modim, he would repeat modim, we would silence him. Mishtabura sifkon hei, mishatkin oso, af im lo hishtachav eshtei pa'omim, even if he doesn't bow twice, just by saying it twice, they would silence him. Ubein lichbol hamilos, ubein lichbol inyan v'inyan, whether he repeats the words, or whether he repeats the inyanim, the topics, hakol osur, it's all forbidden. Demichsi kishtei rishuyos. It looks like he's bowing to two different deities. Chas v'shalom. Seif gimel. Yachid ein loy loymar birchus kahanim. An individual should not say the paragraph of birchus kahanim in his silent Shemoneh Esrei. It is something that is only said by Chazaras Hashatz. The Rama adds v'chein iker. That's the main halacha v'chein nira li linhog. And it seems to me that's how we should practice. Avla minig haposhet eino kein. But the simple minig is not that way. Raka filu yochid oimer osoi kozman shoroi levisiyas kapayim. That even individuals would say the paragraph of Birchus Kahanim in his Shemoneh Esrei, if it's a time that is fit for Birchus Kahanim, ve'eino nira. And it doesn't seem like that is the correct thing to do. Mishter Brura sevkonva ve'eino nira. Now a person is not supposed to say it in his silent Shemoneh Esrei b'yichidus, but if he did say it, we don't make him go back. V'gam ein limchos b'yad ha'oymim oso, and we wouldn't protest if someone did say it. Ein lomar elokeinu v'lokei avoseinu v'vesa avel, in an avel's house, by a minyan, by an avel, we don't say the birchos kahanim. Ken kasav ber hetev, so writes the ber hetev. For who b'shiur knesset gedolah b'shem sefer tanya, this is from the sefer shiur knesset gedolah in the name of sefer tanya. V'alkein therefore, after b'dagel mevava cholak al zeh, even though the Nodi Behuda in dagel mevava disagrees, yesh lachosh l'divi rishonim, we should be concerned with the rishonim who say that birchus kahanim is not said in the house of an avel. The notes on the side bring that this perhaps is the halacha in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is different. Chazanish and the Stipler said that they do say Birchus Kahanim in the house of an Avel, and the Geshur Chaim says that in Yerushalayim, the minig is for the Kahanim to oil the Duchen in the house of an Avel. So in such a place, if there are no Kahanim, they would say the Nesias Kapayim Tefillah in the Shmoneh Esrei as well, by the Chazaras HaShatz.